My name is Marion Banderzon, and I am here with Andrea Langlois and Paul Masabki, both of whom are members with CMAC. Andrea and Paul, could one of you start us off with just giving folks a brief description of what CMAC is, what CMAC does?
Well, CMAC is a collective that was created in the midst of Quebec 2001 Summit of the Americas. C'est un collectif qui a été créé pour gérer un site de publication libre sur Internet, un site qui est relié à Indymedia, qui est un affilié des sites Indymedia. C'est l'Indymedia pour le Québec. Alors, le CMAC, c'est le collectif qui gère le site et qui fait aussi des activités de promotion, de démocratisation des médias, comme les 5 à 7 qu'on va avoir bientôt.
OK. And this is what we're here tonight to speak about is the 5 à 7, the 5 to 7, CMAC Salon. So, Andrea, can you tell us a little bit about what the salon is going to entail?
Well, I think what we're trying to do with the salon is to bring CMAC out of cyberspace and back into the community. And it's going to be a space for dialogue among diverse people about with their ideas on different topics, etc. So we're going to try to create a public space where people can come together to discuss all sorts of things.
What types of topics are you hoping to introduce?
Well, we're looking at CMAC itself is dealing mostly with issues of social justice, of the media, of news events. So I think with the salon, we're gonna stick with those types of topics.
Actually, the first 5 à 7, ça se passe pendant le festival Turn Up the Heat, the Coalition for the Rights of Sex Workers. Puis on va sûrement parler de ce sujet-là un peu. Mais le sujet est vraiment laissé libre aux gens qui vont se présenter.
So we're looking for people to come and direct it themselves. We want to create a space where we will help facilitate a discussion, where we're going to help a dialogue take place, but we don't want to have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. We want people to come and we want them to feel like it's theirs, like they can come up with topics of their own that they think are relevant for discussion. And if the group needs to split into two or three so that everyone can discuss different topics, then that's fine. We're just there to create a space, and whatever people want to do in that space, with respect to creating dialogue, we're open to that.
Okay, great. So that'll be somewhat decided in the moment. Although, as Paul, as you mentioned, you do have the first topic suggested, and it's in coalition with the Turn Up the Heat conference for sex workers.
Yeah, there's a festival happening all next week. In French, it's called C'est Chaud, and it's the Coalition for the Rights of Sex Workers. So just to get the ball rolling, we've suggested a topic for the first one. We're going to maybe talk about sex work and media representation. And like I said, this will be one topic. There might be others as well. So
great. So in terms of how it's going to be organized, Andrew, you mentioned that there will be facilitators. Will they always exclusively be coming from CMAC, or can they also come from within the group, from outsiders, so to speak, who are coming into the group?
We're actually hoping that people do step forward to facilitate discussions that aren't from CMAC. Probably in the beginning, we will offer some guidance and some a little bit of structure. But after that, we're hoping that these could almost become like they could just keep going on their own, even if CMAC people weren't there. So we encourage people to get involved and to facilitate.
Great.
Parce que vraiment, au CMAC, l'esprit, c'est que les activités soient autogérées. C'est-à-dire, autant le collectif, c'est autogéré, c'est démocratique. C'est-à-dire que chaque personne qui s'implique a le droit de prendre part à toute décision qui incombe au groupe. Mais dans les 5 à 7, ça sera la même chose. N'importe qui arrive puis qui veut prendre un leadership, qui veut essayer d'être animateur pour une discussion, peut le faire. Alors, c'est vraiment un espace public qu'on essaie de créer où il y aurait la plus grande ouverture possible pour que les gens amènent les sujets qu'ils veulent amener.
Great. So, it sounds from how you speak about it that it'll be a fairly easygoing situation. Will you have any sorts of rules at all?
Well, I think good dialogue, like we like to talk about it, is like a good game of hacky sack more than like a game of tennis. The objective is to keep the ball in the air and not to defeat your opponent. So at its best, great dialogue gets deeper and richer the longer it's sustained. So basically, we just want people to come and to respect what each other has to say. It's not about beating your opponent. It's about sharing and listening. So we're just going to encourage, you know, no hate-filled comments. We're going to try to make it as bilingual as possible, let people speak in the language that they're most comfortable in, and just to honor diversity and respect everyone else who's there.
Oui, au CEMAC, on s'entend pour dire que chaque personne peut s'exprimer comme elle veut, tant que ça ne va pas aller brimer quelqu'un d'autre d'une façon flagrante. Là. Tant que c'est dans le respect, tant que c'est avec de l'écoute aussi pour les autres, je crois que tout le monde peut avoir sa place pour s'exprimer.
Okay. So now this is not the first time that salons have happened. Salons have quite a long history. They've happened in recent times, and also in the past, in France, in England. So I imagine your intent is to sort of take some of this history and continue the theme behind the salons, which was, as you say, to open up a public space for discourse.
Quand on a premièrement commencé à parler des 5 à 7, j'avais en tête les salons de discussion où un auteur britannique comme Thomas Paine, un pamphlétaire, si je pourrais dire, a commencé à parler en Angleterre avant d'écrire des œuvres comme Common Sense puis The Right of Man. Alors, c'est un peu dans cet esprit-là.
Yeah, and the thing about salons in the past, especially, you know, more than 100 years ago in France, etc., they were a little bit exclusive, that it was mostly men, it was richer people, and I think what we're doing is different than that. I think it's about people, anyone off the street can come in. You don't have to be well-read, you don't have to feel like you know everything about a topic. You can come in and share anything you have, or even just come in and listen. And I think we're also encouraging people who write and or take photos and stuff and submit them on our website. If they are in the community in Montreal and they are nearby, we're hoping that the same people that write for our site and help it be our the site, that they will also come in and talk about, you know, the stories they've written for the website.
Oui, on invite tous nos collaborateurs à venir nous rejoindre pour nos 5 à 7 au Café K.O. à partir du 12 février. Et on invite aussi des nouveaux collaborateurs qui voudraient aller sur notre site au cmaq.net pour publier autant en écrit qu'en audio qu'en vidéo.
So we're encouraging you know, our past collaborators and new collaborators and to come in, and if people want to check out the CMAQ website, it's cmaq.net, and you can upload video or audio, photo
aussi.
Or written things.
So, Paula, you mentioned the date of the first one. It's on the 12th of February.
That's right.
At Café Chaos. Mm-hmm. And what time?
It's between 5 and 7. It could go longer. And Café Chaos is actually at 2031 Saint-Denis. And it's going to start happening on the 12th of February, but it will then happen every second, fourth Wednesday of every month. So it's going to be every 2 weeks on Wednesday at the same place.
Alors, c'est 2031 Saint-Denis. N'oubliez pas que le Café K.O. a déménagé. Il est rendu dans la côte entre Ontario et Maisonneuve maintenant.
Great. So, you mentioned some of your hopes in terms of, you know, having people take notes and perhaps write things or take photos and put things up on the CMAQ website and in other locations. What are some of your other hopes with the salons?
I think we're just hoping to encourage dialogue and participation and to create a space where people can talk to each other in public. You know, we go out day to day and we don't talk to people, and dialogue, I think, is the way to make the world a better place, to be really cheesy, but if we can get people engaged in talking to each other and seeing each other face to face, then I think we're accomplishing something.
Mm-hmm. C'est de passer quoi de l'internet au contact face à face, parce que de nos jours là, si on voit qu'on est souvent sur le site du CEMAQ ou en train de regarder nos courriels, ben, c'est, on n'a peut-être pas toujours le temps de se voir en face à face. Alors, 5 à 7, c'est plus facile de prendre une bière dans un bar que tout seul devant ton ordinateur.
Excellent. So, is there any cost to this?
C'est gratuit, mais bien sûr, contribution volontaire. Puis tous les gens qui veulent s'acheter un merveilleux t-shirt du CEMAC sont aussi les bienvenus.
Yeah, the event is free, so anyone can come off the street. Café Chaos does have food and beer for sale, which of course cannot be free. And we also have great t-shirts, so if people want to support CEMAC in another way, that's wonderful. But people are definitely welcome just to come off the street, whether they have, you know, two bits to their name or not, or just to come participate.
Great. So I've been talking to Paul and Andrea of CEMAC, and we've been talking about the upcoming CEMAC salons. The first one, as mentioned, is on the 12th of February at Café Chaos. And what time was that again?
It's between 5 and 7.
I think that's it.
Wonderful. And anything else?
I'd just like to remind people what CEMAC stands for, which is Centre de Médias Alternatifs de Québec, and that's part of the Indie Media Network, which is has over 100 indie medias worldwide ever since 1999 in Seattle. So.
Pour sortir de la pensée unique, le CEMAC.
Wonderful. Folks, check out the website, learn a little more, and thank you very much, Paul and Andrea.